Hello, everyone. It's Fairy Trina here, and I'm ready for some stories. La 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 la. Oh, hello, everyone. It's Fairy Trina here, and I'm ready for some stories. Would you like to hear some magic stories from Fairyland? Of the fairies and the Queen of the Fairies had a quarrel. The Fairy Queen had a dear little page boy, whom the King wanted for himself. But the Queen would not give him up. And so they grew very angry with each other and never met without calling each other names or saying cross things. Whenever the Queen and her own fairies were dancing in the forest, the King would come with all his fairies and spoil the fun. Besides making themselves miserable, they were so busy quarrelling that they had no time to do fairies' work, and so they made people miserable too. All because the Fairy King wanted the dear little page boy and the Fairy Queen wouldn't give him up. At last the Fairy King, whose name was Oberon, could not bear it any longer. He loved his beautiful queen, and he dearly wanted to be friends with her. So one summer night, when the moon was shining brightly, he, with all his fairies, met the queen, with all her fairies, in a wood, and said to her, "I am tired of all these quarrels. We never are happy together now, as we used to be. It makes me very unhappy."
"So does it me," said the Fairy Queen. "But it is your fault. You know very well that I cannot give you my little page. His mother was a great friend of mine, and she is dead now, so I must always take care of my page. But if you want to be friends again, come and join our dances and fairy games. If you would rather quarrel, then you had better keep as far away from me as you can, and I will not come near you."
"If only you will give me the little page," said the Fairy King, "I will go with you."
"You should not have him," answered the Fairy Queen.